Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want them to love playing for each other. And I want them to love being a Buffalo Sabre for Sabre fans that I think are some of the greatest in the league. How are we going to get there? We're going to have to earn it. From day one, the work is going to have to start now. We're going to have to earn it. We're going to have to step on the ice when the season starts and earn the respect of everybody and get to that next level.
Lindy Ruff, I have no doubt at all that he means that sincerely about Sabres fans. It's been known for a long time, just the... trying not to say love affair, but I have no doubt that Lindy means that. I wonder if he ever said it in Dallas or New Jersey. Right? Don't you? A little bit?
Like, sure.
Every new coach, like the fans are the greatest in the league or among the greatest in the league. I do think he means it about the Sabres, about Buffalo. I think that goes without saying.
I liked when he said, they'll be back. He said that line almost exactly. I think that they'll be back. They'll come back. I agree. I remember sitting in here with you during the bankruptcy and, you know, before, you know, the season long lockout, and like it was some dark days. And I always thought, like, they get good again. This community loves the game, loves that team. They just want you to lead them to the water, like, and provide water that is drinkable. Like, that's it. That's all we need. So I'm with them. I mean, I think the people will respond if they get a team that warrants it. It's going to take work.
Let's go to Dan here. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Great hire. Happy to have him back. And, you know, my only thoughts of why I don't know how he couldn't have moved in that direction. I feel like with this GM really only was going to get one more kick at the can for hiring a coach. And, you know, Lindy can get this team to the playoffs. He's going to be consistent. And I don't know how we could have started out with somebody new and had a burn year where they're learning on the job. So I just wanted to say that seems like the safest hire, and the bar is very low to make the playoffs in the NHL, and this team should walk in. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dan. It is really set up well for him. This is, I mean, I know people will disagree with this, you know, because of the Sabres history or whatever they think of ownership, anything. But in terms of the roster, this is a great opportunity for a coach. What they've got, you know, you could do a lot worse. Even though it's 13 years, you could do a lot worse. Young talent.
This should have been a playoff team. They're talented enough to be in the playoffs. Washington is terrible, and I know they got there. They did it.
Not by beating the Sabres when it mattered down the stretch,
right.
Or even getting a point.
Right.
twice.
So watching Carolina's a machine. Did you see any of that, or did you read about any of the stats that dominate? Like, the Islanders are getting blown off the ice in that series, and they were ahead 3-0 in that game for like half of it, but they're just getting killed. You don't have to be that good to get in. That's the problem with that being the bar to clear. And maybe some people will have a problem with that. I said earlier, like, what is a success for this, like, first time around? Like, Ruff shows up. What's next year going to be deemed a success by doing what? Get to the playoffs. And that's not even that. I'm with the call. It's not that high a bar in that league. It's incredible that it's been 13 years. I really believe with the goaltending they had this year and the talent that was on the roster, I don't know how dramatic changes will be to the roster here moving forward, but they should have been a playoff team. They're every bit as good as teams that are in the playoffs, talent wise. They just didn't come together.
Ruff has 57 playoff wins, not all with the Sabres, but of course their last playoffs, he was the coach. His first was in April of 98 at Philadelphia. Michael Groshek, who would score the goal to win that series in overtime in Philly, also scored the first goal of the series in what would be Ruff's first playoff game and win as a head coach, April of 98. It's a while ago. Carried the one. That's 26 years ago and a day.
Yeah. That was his first year on the job, 97-98. The Sabres won the division under Nolan, 96-97. There was a controversial decision to not extend a long-term contract to Nolan. Ruff replaced him, and they had two great years right out of the box.
Ruff's last game as the Sabres coach was February 17th, 2013. It was a Sunday afternoon game at home against the Penguins. I was at it. And they lost 4-3 on a late goal. He was fired the next day. That was his birthday, by the way. The Penguins game was his 53rd birthday, I believe. He was fired the next day in the afternoon, and the Sabres replaced him with Ron Ralston, who, even that seems like a long time ago, who took over, you know, they lost to Winnipeg two nights later or something. The day after he took over the
and
job.
Then by November of the following season, Ralston was out, right? Because it's November of 13 Nolan and LaFontaine came off the top rope.
Yes. Wow. A lot has happened. Matt is next. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how we doing? I'm wondering what wide receiver in this draft you think complements Curtis Samuel the best. I think there's a lot of belief in him, and I think that this offense is going to revolve around him in some sense. Is there a receiver you see in this draft that maybe Joe Brady would think would complement him the best?
I love that you asked this question, and I think it is the right question for trying to predict what they do. And so, like, let's talk about this. Thank you, Matt. I think this is where I'm standing anyway as we're 2 days out. I think Brady is like the key man. If they're going to draft a wide receiver with their first pick, as most expect, who is the guy that you might think, well, the caller put it excellently, meshes with Samuel, meshes with Brady, right? Who would it be? I have been thinking a lot, and you and I had one conversation about this last week. We were talking about Diggs, how when Brady took over the offense, Diggs' numbers just almost immediately plummeted. And I think when you look up his Carolina year, you see that kind of year with DJ Moore, where it's like they didn't even really act like they had a wide receiver one, right? The Bills played out the season not treating at all Stephon Diggs like a wide receiver one. Say what you want about that. You can blame him if you want. But I think it's right to see some of this as Brady's design. And so that is just another point that gets me off of Mitchell and Thomas. It probably would get me off the big trade up too, but I was already way away from that because of like Bean and draft capital. I don't want to do any of that. So who is it? Maybe I would pick McConkey for this question. Somebody that will catch the ball, will get open,
yep.
and is not like the 6'3". He's not the Mitchell body type, you know, which is not a bad body type. I mean, even Awaken 180 would admit that's a good body
he's
type.
He's kind of a duplicate of the guys they already have, is what McConkie is to me. Like, Shakir and Samuel are pretty similar skill set and body type.
So you have to decide, you have to guess, like, in Brady's head, is that good or bad?
Right. Right. Exactly. And I happen to think that all the talk, and I haven't heard Joe Brady talk about it, but I certainly have heard Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott talk about it, and we've heard hundreds, if not thousands, of fans talk about it, either to us on our shows or just on social media. And like, I think the people that like the McConkie idea are sort of buying this, not quite positionless football, but like, just give me guys that can make plays, that are going to get open with the ball in their hand, and don't worry about having an X, a number one. Like, if everybody's interchangeable, that's fine. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not buying that, I guess. So, despite it being said, even by the GM of the team, to me that sounds like a team that's setting up to go find the guy they don't have. So I'm still, despite all that, like, I think everything that Mike just said has merit, and it very well could be right. But I think they are looking for 6'2 and speed. Or like 6'2 and up. Like, anybody, like, and there are guys, Thomas is that, A.D. Mitchell is that.
Worthy.
Worthy is that. No, Worthy's not that big. He's smaller and slight. So, but
I thought he was taller.
Worthy's 6'1 and 170 or something. He's tiny.
What did you say?
I said they'll go for the Thomas or Mitchell, like the big guy, the bigger body.
Okay.
They don't have that.
Sorry.
So, Keon Coleman, I guess, fits into that too. He's not my favorite idea. There's separation questions, whatever. Xavier Legette even fits into that. Like, he's big. And, you know, probably you don't have to draft him at 28, but I got to be careful because, like, I think that's what they should be shopping for. And I also think that that is really what they're shopping for, despite how they sound about it.
Yep. It lines up for you. I don't, like, philosophically think what I think they're thinking is bad. I'm not opposed to what I laid out there. It is still a skill position. It is still a fast, good athlete. Like, it is still somebody mm-hmm. who should help them. My goodness, you're drafting somebody in the first round. You'd like to think so.
Yeah.
But I just, so I said it already. I don't need to repeat it. Because it's just a guess, right? It's just a guess. And then I do think it can be useful what all these predictions add up to, right? Mock drafts and everything. And if the Bills were not interested in Mitchell, would everybody's mock draft basically have them picking him at 28? Like, I don't know. It's still, a lot of people are doing mock drafts that are not connected at all, but at least they're probably reading mock drafts from people who are, you know? Right, and then there are people who are, like Jeremiah and these other guys that, you know, are connected with teams, and they're trying to get it right. So it's interesting that a pick at pick 28 at such a popular position this year is so often exactly, it just aligns, it's pick 28, Adonai Mitchell, Texas, and it's like all the time that's the result in these mock drafts. 3 out of 4, at least, I would say.
Yep.
And if the Bills didn't like him because of character stuff, taking plays off, anything like that gets sort of talked
Someone
about.
Someone would know that by now.
They would not be mocked to them every single mock draft, I kind of think.
I
maybe that's right.
I'm not sure about that. I think a lot of it, I don't know. Everybody goes about those things differently, and so I'm not sure what everybody's objective is in doing it, and I think it can be very misleading. Because it is, to me, possible that he's a guy that the Bills just won't even touch. But do mock drafters know that? Like, you know, probably not. They're looking at, they're doing what I just did, which is, what don't I have So therefore, what do I need? And which guys fit that profile? Oh, he's one. Oh, he's right around there in the draft. Okay, I'm going to put him there. I don't know. It's possible to me that he could be a player that they wouldn't draft in the fifth round. Just like, we don't like him. That's it. They're like that, the Bills, I think.
I think most teams are.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is a great question, I think. Just what exactly are they looking for? And to Matt, who called in with that question, I guess we don't agree or know. So I don't know how useful this conversation was for you. But what does Brady want? Getting connected with the fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online, northtownkia.com. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog get back to the Lindy Ruff news. Greg Wyshynski, ESPN, coming up in about 20 minutes. This is WGR.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.